Hey, this is Wade, and today let's talk about how drones are invading wireless. It's Attack of the Killer Drones, and in this case, I mean, the drones are a killer app. Well, not app, but they're a killer tool. I did a post a while ago about how the inspections could be used, you know, you could use drones for some inspections. Now, with that said, obviously, you can only, it's very limited as to what a drone can do. It can't touch and feel, but it can record and take pictures. It can hover. It can go up there without putting a climber up there. Again, you got to know your scope of work. If you just need someone to go up and take pictures, say if you're doing a site survey, maybe for an update of a tower map, something like that, you could use a drone, right? Be pretty cool. Because drones, obviously, they're a cool tool, and they're something that would just fit so well in wireless. I just wanted to go over some ideas here that we could use them for and things that they've already been used for. So the first one is optimization. Now, Nokia used these already in Dubai in the Middle East, which is so cool. That Rajiv Suri is a cool guy because he allowed that or he approved it. And it got Nokia a lot of recognition that they're using, you know, this cutting-edge tool, a drone, to do the optimization. And it must have been a cool setup because for all you guys that do drive testing and optimization, the way it is now, you know, you go out with a laptop and your device. And so the way it's been for a long time, it's just they keep updating the device and the programs and so on. What you do, you go out, you drive around, you're taking tests, you have a GPS that maps your location. Well, with the drone, think how quick it could be. You wouldn't have to deal with traffic. You wouldn't have to deal with stopping all the time. Now, I don't know. You can't really put a laptop on a drone, so they must have a lot of memory in the device that they take out there, and it must be an app on the device. And that's the way things are going because I know even with small cells, they take a device around, they test upload and download, and they do a little coverage testing, and you have your PCMD, per call measurement data, that probably is also being utilized. And that's one of the things they want to go to with optimization. Now, I think when you put a site in, you still need full optimization, which drones would be a really cool app. But I think going forward, they're going to use the smartphones a lot more and the brains in them to actually record the data to keep things, let's say, tight, to make sure that you don't have any intercarrier interchannel interference or, you know, intercarrier interference is what I'm trying to say. You also want to make sure you have good coverage if you're having problems, if you have to raise power, lower power, all that stuff. The smartphone is really solving a lot of problems remotely for the carriers, which is pretty cool, you know, when you think of the technology. Now, as far as the optimization goes, Nokia did a really cool thing over in Dubai by having the drones do the optimization. I don't know a lot about it. I just know what they had in the press release, which I have the links in wadeforwireless.com or wadesolver.com/podcast. And it's really, really cool. Just imagine you have a drone out there with this device on it, which devices are small now. It's amazing. They have GPS tracking. They have the RF device, the smartphone, all this and probably in one device. And then they probably can just send it back somewhere. They probably store so much on the device and you put it all on the drone. I just think that's the coolest thing ever. How great would it be not to have to deal with traffic, not to have to deal with all the problems you have with when drive testing? I just think that's so cool. So you have drones everywhere, out there optimizing everything. And you could do it quick, easy, or at least in my head, I think you could do it quick and easy. You could make the adjustments, you could fly the path again. To me, that's really cool. Now, at the beginning, I talked about the inspections because there's something that I think if you know your scope of work, you still need climbers to do a lot of inspections. That's not going to change. However, if you're updating a tower map, if you're doing it, I even think for a closeout package, you could do it. And the problem in the past with closeout packages is that nobody recorded anything. So if you do your job up front with logistics, you can actually have all the numbers recorded ahead of time, which is how it should be done. The problem is everyone gets out there, they just want to get the job done. They want to get the stuff hung on the tower. I want to get done. I want to go home. I want to get out of here. I want to go to the next site. I want to get paid, which is the number one problem in the industry is getting paid. Trust me, getting paid is the number one problem in the industry. So you go out there for the inspections, know your scope of work, but I think drones could do a lot of inspections, whereas before you had to, you know, send out a crew. A drone, in theory, could do it quick and efficiently. And I think it would be a great thing. And I think as far as closeout packages, which I'm an affiliate of Field Dailies, I'm a big fan of Field Dailies, and I have their links in there. But if you go to fielddailies, one word, .com, fielddailies.com, and go to their Field Solutions page, you'll see what they can do, you know, as far as a closeout package. And the whole idea is that everything's automated. You push the pictures up, you push everything up, in one package. It does it automatically. You set it up once, and then you don't have to have so many people in the back end, and the guy in the field can do it automatically. So here, you have one guy, takes the drone out, takes the pictures out of the video or snapshots. He can actually gather them all together, use field dailies, upload it, put it right out there to the cloud. Someone back in the office pulls it down and submits it to the customer as a closeout package. Pretty cool, huh? Now, the one thing they are going to want to see are probably serial numbers and everything. And again, a lot of these OEMs, for whatever reason, they put the serial numbers in the side you mount to the tower. That's why a lot of these guys had to go back out and loosen up the hardware to mount everything. The OEMs have to get smart, but I get it. You know, they want to put it there. They aren't looking at the final package, and trust me, I worked on a lot of Motorola gear. For whatever reason, Motorola's mechanical engineers back in the public safety stuff, they just, I don't know what they were thinking. Sometimes they would just throw stuff together. I mean, years ago, they had brilliant stuff. You could work on it, same as GE. But then, for some reason, when everything got compact, they just shoved it all in there. They didn't care if anyone had to open it again or not. Anyway, just griping. So, but I'm saying that drones would be good for inspections. The other thing I brought up, I'm going to bring this up again because I think it's important, is that we could use drones for safety inspections. You could go out while the crew's working on the tower and do a safety inspection. But I got to tell you, that was as popular as a lead balloon because nobody seems to care about safety inspections. They just want to do the training up front and no one wants to measure whether the training's actually working or not. With that said, there's a lot of tower crew, there's a lot of company owners out there that really do care. They're making sure that safety is. And I'll tell you what, if the industry didn't police itself that way, it doesn't police itself at all because there's a lot of crew owners that just don't care. They just want to get paid. And then they look for any way to cover up any problems they have. And you know it's true. And I know I'm getting off topic, but if we could use drones for safety inspections, it'd be quick and easy. You know, you just have to have the permission of the climbers and keep your distance. And anyway, I wrote a blog on that, but nobody seems to care. So, went into that. I'm done griping. I'm back. So let's talk about some future ideas. Here's what we could use drones for. Boy, microwave paths. If you could use a drone to fly a microwave path and you could hover that drone at a specific height, either above ground or fly the path as accurate as you could with a GPS, how cool would that be? Now, I don't think the FAA will allow it. You have to have line of sight to the drone, and I believe you have to have permission of everyone you fly over. They have to know what's going on with the drone. I'm not sure how it's written. You know, I should have looked it up, I guess. But I think the FAA has a rule that you can't just go out and fly a drone over other people. Now, what's funny is for fun, you can. If you're just out screwing around, seems like you can do whatever you want, right? But if you're using it for business, you have all these rules you have to abide by, which, you know, I'm beginning to think that a drone, anyone who flies a drone for business should be absolutely be certified. I think they should be trained and they should know what they're doing. I think they should have a license, whether it's a pilot, a drone pilot's license or what. I'm a big fan of certifications, and I think it's very important, and I'll tell you why. Worked with a lot of guys out in the field. Most of them, you know, they wreck a lot of cars. They're very careless at the site. I'm not busted on all of them, but you know the few. You know who I'm talking about, right? Don't deny it. You know people that once they get out there, they're like children, okay? I had to deal with a lot of that, so I'm sure you did too. And that's my point. I just think it would be cool to use a drone for a microwave inspection for a couple miles or even longer. I'm not saying, you know, I know a lot of technical details have to be worked out with control and everything, but how cool would that be? I mean, that would be awesome. And I know they're worried about flight paths. Well, if a plane's flying at 200 or 300 feet, I mean, honest to God, how low is that plane? 200 foot up for a plane is pretty low, but you have ultralights and you have amateur, you know, guy, you have parasailing and all that stuff out there. So I get it. You'd have to do a lot of planning. And again, I think that's why these guys should be certified with a license to fly a drone. The other thing you could do that I see, DAS inspections. Good Lord, think how many poles you could inspect in one time, right at the height where you're going to mount. You could also see what else is on the pole. You could really get a good inspection, you know, using video and pictures, using these drones. You know, you could use these drones out there and they would have GPS on them and you could get all the data in one shot. Man, how sweet would that be? Now tell me that wouldn't be fun. I mean, you could just shoot down a city street and get it done. Again, if the FAA would allow it. I don't know how that would go over. And the local authorities would have to approve it too because you're flying over people. Now, what you could do is do it at night, you know, get approval from the authorities. Now, New York City, you know, there's always people out walking. But if you did it like when we used to do a lot of deployments for Wi-Fi in the Muni Wi-Fi days, we did a lot at night because there's nobody out there. There's no traffic. You're working. You start, say, at midnight or at 1 or 2 in the morning, you know, unless you're in Manhattan or downtown L.A., chances are there's nobody outside and you can get a lot done, especially on a weeknight. Not saying on a Friday or Saturday, but on a weeknight, you could get a lot done, a work night, let's say. But that would be cool for DAS inspections. But the final point I want to make is certification. I brought it up a couple times. I really think to fly these drones, you need to be certified. I just think it's a good idea. I think the pilots need to be certified. I see this as a tool, but I see this as a valuable tool that needs to be treated with care. I think the FAA is going to be very careful because they don't want some yahoo out there by the airport buzzing planes, because only an idiot would do that. And already, it's in the news, there's about 20 or 30 idiots out there that got caught that we know of, okay? So if you're saying that'll never happen, wake up, it's already happened. What's the odds of it happening? 100%. The other thing is, when you're out there at a tower site, you have to be very careful, especially if you have guys in the tower and you're doing inspections. You don't want to get too close. You don't want to annoy them. You want everyone to be on the same page. And you want them to understand it's a very important, expensive tool, you know, that you're going to use to get results for whatever it is you're doing in that particular instance, whether you're doing optimizations, which, hats off to Nokia, that's really cool. Whether you're going to be doing inspections, whether it's a tower inspection, a safety inspection, a closeout package, and then you're going to upload it using field dailies, you got to think about it. So what are you going to do? You're going to be a professional? Yes, because that's what we have to do out here. We have to be professionals. Like it or not, that's the name of the game, professionalism. All right, be smart, be safe. Give me some feedback. Tell me what you think. wadeforwireless@gmail.com is just the easiest way, or get on wadeforwireless.com and fill out the feedback form. Subscribe to my newsletter. I'm trying to get it out more than just once a month. I think I'm going to go up to 2 weeks. It's just, I'm trying to make it simple. I used to put way too much in it, I think. All right, be smart, be safe, and pay attention to what you're doing. Your health matters. Even when you're doing this stuff, you got to be very careful and be a professional, will you? See ya.